This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, it is time for an hour of a whole lot of power. Fun, good conversation. Here she is, star of the show, Nan Cohen, Total Talk. Hey, Nanny.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
I am spectacular. Couldn't be better.
Yeah?
Yep.
I'm ready to dance. Thanks for the music today.
You bet.
Yeah, I needed that.
I know.
So we're winding down
for the year.
I can't believe 2025 is going to be coming to an end. But I got to tell you, I talked to Dan. I'm like, oh, I need you Saturday morning. What was going on when it comes to divorce, like today?
What can I say? What isn't?
Attorney Dan McIntyre. I've got him live in the studio. We used to roll with, like, I can remember discussing this with Judge Larry Kaplan. He said, you're going to see an influx in September, people that want to hunker down and get through the holidays. You're going to see this uptick in January. And I'm like, I don't even know what month it is sometimes because it's been just so, so hectic. What is something in the air?
No, it's just the usual holiday stuff. Everybody wants a perfect holiday and they don't want to talk to each other. One spouse's idea of perfect is not the same as the other.
We talk about, the holidays, and, I have to tell you, this career that launched for me into divorce, obviously I'm passionate about it, but when you're talking about, why is it the holidays? Why don't parents realize what they're doing to the children all year long? And uptick it's usually around, the spring, Easter, and especially Christmas, Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. It's this time of year that just resonates, and it's louder and louder every year.
I agree.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't think in general across the country, people just don't seem to want to compromise anymore. It's my way or the highway.
Yeah, I think coming out of that pandemic changed so mm-hmm. many things, and I think this is one of the areas. But I need to talk about custody. So if you've got children, if you've got grandchildren, if you've got nieces, if you've got nephews, I got to talk to you about this stuff. So, people, the first thing when people say with custody, I'm going to go to court, and I look at them like, why? Why? And I, Kim Eaton, Judge Kim Eaton, and she's going to be on with us after the first of the year. But, I live by her. She said, Nan, people are either going to live or die by this custody order. And they don't realize that you as parents have power. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to live or die by a custody order? It's not that difficult.
No, I agree.
So what does it mean when I say, I always say to clients, if you're looking at a custody order, look at it as it is a guideline.
Mm-hmm.
And a guideline. And yes, Nan, I know, Nan, that it's an order. But use it as a reference. Give and take. Compromise. If you give something, get something. If he gives something, if she gives something, make it work. But keep the children in mind. And I just wanted to have you explain to people what a custody order is and what it means.
Custody order defines, the arrangement, like how many days a week dad gets the kid, how many days a week mom gets the kid. Some are so specific, like specific hours, like telephone call, 8:30 at night. But like Nan already said, sometimes it might be 8:15, 8:45. You don't go running to court and saying he's 15 minutes late. Yeah, it's just, I always try to get people to realize, think what's best for the kid. It's not what's best for mom or dad. I mean, they fight about, like, well, I want the kid over to my house 3 o'clock for Christmas dinner. It's like the kid doesn't care if he gets there 2 or 3 or if he eats dinner the next day. It's not that important to the kid. It's, all this stuff. It's like it's just not that important. Is it going to change your kid's life? That's what I try to tell them. Well, and the answer is no.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, when you're dealing with a divorce, and I always say, you know, there's the emotional factor and the financial factor. But the problem in custody is, yeah, there's both of those things get dragged into custody. But the factor of you two parents that just can't get along, you don't realize. Do you know that I actually had somebody say to me, the children don't know what goes on between us. I'm like, are you kidding me? Yeah. What world are you living? Oh, they don't. They know everything. They know everything, and they're posturing as they're young to when they're old. Because if you talk to anywhere, any age and stage in between, there, where do you think your kids were under a rock? Mm-hmm. And they get resentment built because why are you involving them? Why do you say to your children, ask your father, ask your mother, ask? No. Mom and dad, you two should be dealing with this. And yet you hear it all the time. And I had somebody recently say to me, well, my daughter's 12. I can ask her this. No. It was about medication. Mm-hmm. No, don't send your child with that medication. Talk to your ex-spouse. Funny, I'm trying to talk to them, right? They couldn't communicate in the marriage. Now I'm begging them to communicate about, leave it at the door. Mm-hmm. Your 12-year-old doesn't need to micromanage medication.
Correct. They shouldn't be involved in anything. They're adult decisions. And so many people now, and it's not just even custody cases, parents in general, I'm finding out, involve their kids in way too much. They're not your friends. I mean, they're your kid.
There should be a class. You know, if you enter into any form of a custody arrangement, they got to take a class and starts off with a parenting class, mm-hmm. right? We need the post class after you get a custody order. What do you do with it? Don't assume. Don't take that on to that position. But this time frame of you hit something I was going to bring up. Custody orders. Sometimes they're written in there that you have to put a phone call in. Mm-hmm. When you have custody of the child, that child should be able to talk to the other parent. And you know, I have cell phones. People think they have instant access to the children 24/7 when they're with the other parent. What are you talking about? So I said, allow for one. I'm going to go to court. I'm going to go to court and get more. No, you're not.
No,
you're not. But you can tell how, look, I get like so revved up when I start with this. Because
I'm always amazed with that because my wife and I never got divorced. We're married, had kids. I can guarantee you sometimes I wanted to talk to the kids. They don't want to talk. I mean, so how can you force this kid to have a conversation with you?
Well, let me pick that up on the other side. You want to take a break, Rob?
Yeah, quick break. We'll come back. Nan Cohen, Total Talk continues in just a moment on KDKA. Good morning.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Nan Cohen, Total Talk. Let's get back to Nan. Good morning.
Well, let me
Nan.
Do it really quick here. If you need to reach out and you've got some divorce issues going on, you can always find me at 412-996-3346, divorcerealityexpert.com. That's divorcerealityexpert.com. Dan McIntyre, loves family law. So go ahead. You want to tell them how they can contact you?
412-835-5395.
And you can always reach out to me and I can get you right to Dan. So you made a comment as we went to break that, you know, how are you going to get a child to call the parent? Okay, here's how it happens, right? You've got to have this relationship with your children. Like, to your child, yeah, you need to call mom. You need to call dad. Why? Because when the roles are reversed and the custody changes, don't you want to be the parent that gets the call? Do you want to call me to get your child on the phone? I hope not.
No.
But do they, you know, where does the parenting come into play? Like, you've got, if you got to give, you got to get. And I say this all the time because, hey, when you're, it is true. Why was everything somewhat manageable as an intact family? And it just spirals as it becomes detached as an intact family, right? Mm-hmm. And I got to say, you attorneys, you got a job to do, but running into court isn't going to get you what you want.
Well, right. And like I said, I tell people that all the time. I mean, they want you to wave a magic wand and make the person, quote, behave according. You can't, and the judges can't. I mean, yeah, you guys got to deal with each other. And like Dan said, if you have an order that says the kid's supposed to talk, you can tell the kid to call. But like I said earlier, sometimes the kids just have nothing to say.
But you can't get upset about that. You could get on a text or you could call the other parent and say, hey, this is going on here. Or how about when you're traveling? Don't just not call the other parents. Say, oh, well, I had a busy day. We were so busy. We just didn't have a chance to go. That's your obligation to contact the parent and say, hey, here's what's going on. Is it okay if we catch it tomorrow morning instead of tomorrow night? You know, again, isn't it crazy that I'm asking you to communicate and probably epically, that was probably the reason that the marriage didn't make it. Mm-hmm. And now I'm asking you to do this for your children. And you're like, I'm not going to do that. Would she do that? Would he do? I don't care. This is about your children. And I'm telling you, word to the wise on this one, if you're thinking they don't know, they got your numbers figured out. And they do know. But these custody orders, I mean, you hear this, you know, if you're going to follow the custody order line by line by line, you're there, but you got that because that's what needs to have happen. But you can break away from that slowly. You can say, I know you're supposed to have Tuesday night, but here's what's going on. We have this event we need to go to. Can we switch to Wednesday night? You know, and I do say to some people, you got to get that in writing, right? Because we got to test the waters. We got to do things professionally. But do you have flexibility in that?
You do. I mean, no one's going to, if you guys agree, and a lot of the court orders actually do say all changes have to be in writing, but a writing can be a text, an email. It doesn't have to be like a handwritten document signed by in front of a notary. Yeah, you can change times. You can change the whole order. You know, as long as you both agree, no one's going to run to court and enforce an order if you had an agreement to change it.
Well, and talk to me about this all of a sudden, tons of I have my custody time. I'm going to be a half an hour late. Or, you know, what's the consistent pattern? You know, listen, anybody can hit traffic. It's just nature of the beast, right? Anybody can get out of work late. But I see this uptick of all of a sudden all these habits starting to form. Why? What do you do with that?
If it's consistent, then you do go to court. I mean, like I have people like they're constantly like, you know, 4 o'clock's the exchange. They come at 6:30. And some of them are like even worse because they insist on having exchanges at the police station or something. So this poor guy is sitting there for an hour and a half waiting for his kids at the police station. You know, those things, yeah, it can't keep going on. So those kind of things, you go to court.
Right. And I think I want to make the point. I mean, I'm not being fluffy on orders. But, you know, there are reasons why you have to do those things at a police station. But for the general rule is you still have some form of communication. And if you need to be there, you need to be there. There are those times where it does just happen. But when you get consistent patterns, and I tell clients, you better be writing it down. They're late. If you're starting to show that or you're not showing up, that's a different story. But generally, you know, I think we forget that in custody, it's just not about one side of a parent. It's about both sides. And it's easy to work out. And I understand everybody gets frustrated, but I think you need to talk it through. You need to get the professionals involved, i.e. somebody like me, to get them to get clear focus on this. And in the beginning, listen, we all know, the attorneys, you know, somebody new to this situation, you know, you've got to get your footing first. But it does work. And I guess my point is, from all the years that you've been doing this, and you know how long I know you.
I know.
Let's talk. Isn't it, when we say it's in the children's best interest, mm-hmm. how do they define that? How can you get that light bulb to come and really tune into that? Take yourself out of it. Take your ex out of it and really start to focus on in the child's best interest. Because we hear that term all the time.
Yeah, we do. And what I'm finding out lately, it seems like a lot of parents really just want to totally alienate the other parent. And, you know, and as Nan pointed out, I've been doing this a long time, more than 40 years. I've never seen or heard one psychologist say it's best for the kid not to have a relationship with his dad or not to have a relationship with his mother. It's just, I've never heard it. I mean, even a really rotten parent, the kids need some sort of relationship. But I have so many parents, well, nope, he doesn't need to see his dad. He doesn't need to see his mom. Well, yeah, the kid does. You know, they need that relationship.
And well, he did that to me. Your mom did that to me, so yeah. I don't want that to happen. Yeah. Whoa. Let's stop right there. Okay, but you're now deciding that for your child. If those actions are going to be there, your child is going to figure this all out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You don't need to be the bad person filtering that through. And then I hear, oh, but Nan, I'm just protecting them.
And honestly, like I said, I've been doing this a long, long time, so I get to see the aftermath. A lot of times the kids are alienated. They don't want to see their dad or whatever. You know what I've seen over the years? Those kids end up going with dad when they're adults, and they don't talk to mom anymore.
Because of why?
Because they realize that she's been alienating them, and they've lost that relationship with their dad. And so they pick up later in adulthood, and I've seen it happen a lot. Totally reverse.
And when we say this, it's because we have the years behind us to tell you, we don't want you to make the mistakes that everybody else makes. You're going to make your own. But if we can get these things on track for you and out of that instant minute to see what the long haul looks like, I think you're going to have it made. Mm-hmm. And I bring this up, and I came on with a mission with you for this today, Dan, only because I see what's going on. I can feel it out there. And, you know, this is holiday time. Listen, Santa doesn't make everything all right. I get it. But you know what? As long as you're doing your part, you can't control what you couldn't control in that mm-hmm. marriage. Don't start trying to control that, because then those things that you said, when they backfire, they come back and they really backfire. Because if you get the opportunity to speak to kids that are in their 20s, in their 30s, in their 40s, and in their 50s, they can give it back to you verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
Those memories, those thoughts, they're instilled. And I always say, listen, my final line, you know I say this all the time, children will always forgive, but they don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
And I live by that, because the experiment's there to be heard and seen. So, hey, I try to do my part in this. And, you know, I want to make holiday. It is about the kids. It is about the family. Let them enjoy. Let them have that peace. And so don't be telling me to run into court to make, you know, things settle the score. It's not going to happen. You agree?
Yeah, I agree. You have to get along. And I always try to give the example, like when that kid's getting married, both of you should be able to be at the wedding. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't need Nan Cohen there making sure you get the picture taken.
Yeah,
correct.
Or given stink. And I have to say, my wife has a cousin. I don't know what she did, but her kids got divorced. You go to a family function, the ex-husbands are there, the ex-spouses are there. Everybody gets along. The dad died. They all showed up at the funeral. I mean,
that's what we want to do.
It's like, I don't know how she did it, but they all get along. And that's the goal.
The words of the wisdom. That's why we love you, Dan.
Yeah, thanks.
Keep it going. All right. Where are we going? We're going to take a break?
Yes, we're going to take a break.
Let's do that. Dan, thank you.
Good stuff. All right. We'll be back. Stay with us. Much more to come, including Rob Taylor with that news at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, Secure Money Advisors, Brian Karanta and I will be talking finances. 9 o'clock today, that enrollment period winding down. Just a couple of days left, December 7th, MediConnect, the Inside Connection, guys from True Value at 10. Marita Williams is here as well. AAA Central's Talking Travel. So a busy day lies ahead for your Prat Pack on KDKA. Good morning.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, so you guys are rolling with some big-time people, man. Rick Seebeck.
Oh.
That's huge. Yeah.
So what are you talking about him for? I didn't even bring it up yet. First, I want to talk
about... You just brought
it up
off the air a minute ago.
Okay, because we got an announcement coming up. But because I love Rick Seebeck. But Dan is not going to be here, which this is your friend's show. You're in with your intimate friends this morning. You get us up close and personal. He will be missing the friend's show, he and Mary.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Because they have another engagement. But we're going to miss you. And, you know, so that leaves two extra spots, I said, to get other people in here. Rob, we packed this studio last year, didn't we?
Yes.
Hard to believe I got that many friends.
You have a lot of friends.
So we're going to be doing that. We have another thing. The famous John Waldman. He's recuperating. Everything went well. So everybody that asked me yesterday, he's good to go. The knee is done. And we are going to get him here somehow, some way. And that maybe... walking, talking on radio, but he'll be here on the 16th.
Great.
So for everybody that's asked, yes, he's doing good. And yeah, he did make sure that I was up today. He's one of them. So for everybody that called, there was 24. And when I talked to Donna this morning, I had 26. If you didn't call to make sure I was here today, you're not coming to the studio on the Friend Show. You're out.
My seat is up.
You're done. You're out. But 26 people. And it started last night. They wanted to make sure that my alarm was set. So I guess there is some love out there.
I knew you were going to
get up. Yeah, because Marlene's like, what really happened last week is Marlene called me at 7.
It was 10 to 7.
Because I got him at 7:03.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Marlene's like, I'm like, why are you calling me so early? And yeah, so the reason was Mel had passed away.
Yes,
that was his anniversary on Friday. So it was just a bad kind of timing and whatnot. So I do have a hall pass, but I couldn't believe it. I actually got some funny calls about it because they said, welcome to the club. And one news personality called and he's like, I'm like, you haven't done that yet? I'm like, I've never did that. It's like, and it's over 20 some years, I've never overslept. Mm-hmm. But so that was, it was a first. It's always a first for everybody. But we are going
to
miss
me.
You, Mr. Sure. McIntyre, because you are a true friend. I've known you for a long time, and you're one of the best at what you do.
Informative.
You don't have a mic up, so they can't hear you.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, we love you. And I really, really love your wife and proud to, you know, call you a friend. So with that being said, we're going to slide into Dorothy's. And I just have to say thank you, Pittsburgh, for really pumping us up at holiday time. You know, I've made mention of this plenty of times. It's tough for small businesses. Robert Castell, the owner of Dorothy, stands behind it. He's so adamant. If you'd see his passion to make the holiday special, and yes, it's simple. It's over candy, but it's really more. It's tasting memories, and we have heard so many things. And our chairs are going to be filled up here in the studio with some people from that just love Dorothy's that want to come in, want to spend time with us, and it's going to be so cool. So we're really looking forward to that. And we do have a big announcement that we are super, super excited about. And we know how much everybody here in the city loves Rick Seebeck. Rick made a visit to see us last week. And I love him. You know, he's a friend of mine. And, you know, I was just honored. It's such a privilege with him. And so Thursday night, the launch of his chocolate show is airing. Yeah. And next Thursday, I should say. So this coming Thursday.
This coming Thursday. Yes.
That's so because I overslept. I'm still on delay. But we are featured in his show, and we had so much fun doing our thing that he had asked us to do. So we can't wait, and we're going to have a little bit of a party on Thursday for the launch of it. So I know he's busy, so I didn't bother him having him call in today, but I will have him on the next show.
Excellent.
We'll have him. I'm going to get him to tune in next Saturday with us. But we just had so much fun. So QED. This coming Thursday at 8 p.m. it airs, and we're looking forward to that. And, you know, I couldn't do it without her, and she says she can't do it without me. Is that true? We are like frickin' frack when we're talking about Dorothy's candies because we're so passionate about it.
And we did it again. We have no rehearsal for any of our videos, for any of our shows, nothing. We just go off of each other.
Yeah, that show has taken...
And that was the same thing.
That show has taken those lives. And, you know, but people, the questions they're asking us and they're writing in and they're... I can't believe that, you know, that whole stuff just took on another life of itself on the social platforms.
Yeah,
but it's
did.
Been fun, and we love doing it. And yes, we love eating Dorothy's candies. So
it's fantastic.
What's going on down at the store?
Everything. We have to keep restocking the store. We're having a good season, and there are wonderful chocolates out there. You could smell the aroma in the place is great. The taste is fantastic. The people are coming in, and you love seeing that. You love seeing their happiness, and the store looks beautiful. They're doing a great job.
And I love watching people nibble and try things.
Or, you get a free sample.
They hear something, and you know they want to come down and try it, or they see us eating it.
Right.
And just for the record, we do not eat everything.
Right, and we don't,
We do, we love to taste.
Yeah,
I have to tell you, and I think Donna's back in town, so she's here today. And Donna, you can shake your head over there. When you hit Dorothy's at the door, because we go in the back door all the time.
Right.
You hit it, you smell it, you know what's being made. And it's hard not to. And I swear, I'll come in and I'm like, there's times where I'm like, Mar, I haven't had a thing. I need some peanut butter. Like, and I consider your patty a protein bar down there because it's that creamy peanut butter.
Yeah, you got yourself believing that one.
Well, but it's good.
It's delicious.
It's good.
And there is a lot of protein in there.
Dark chocolate?
Yes, and because of the peanut butter.
Right.
Absolutely.
So I do know that. But, you know, it was like if you caught us on the live, you might have seen Donna just waltz on over here saying, where's my bag? It does say...
Treats.
Donna on this bag. So I picked that up for you, special bag, but she did have one already. Yeah. So she had chocolate for breakfast.
Well, she couldn't wait. I mean, it's 7:40 in the morning. She's had one, you know?
So, and I should say, the friend show is going to be flowing with chocolates here in the studio. Okay. Compliments of Dorothy's candies. Yeah.
It's going to smell great in here.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're just... You know, we say we're tipping it off, but I looked at the calendar and it seems like Christmas is coming hard, fast, and steady.
Oh, yes. We are heating up. And people are saying that we have, you know, some newer employees and who might say, because we've been so busy, say, wow, Christmas is really nice. And I've been there 15 years and I go, just wait.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
busy now, but you just wait.
Yeah.
You know, you'll need your roller skates on, as the owner, Bob, will always say. You know, you bring your roller skates in because we're constantly going. Might not even hit the seat of the chair, you know, working. You're constantly moving. And every department, the packing, the manufacturing, the selling, the shipping, everything keeps moving. It's
so
wonderful.
So it was interesting because you have a new... a display in the store, and it supports a smaller box,
yes,
with an individual pieces
six,
in it,
yeah.
So I guess that's kind of like a quarter pound or whatever,
yeah.
whatever
you're about,
mm-hmm. yeah. And so you can see them because they're beautifully displayed. And it's funny how somebody will walk over and they'll say, "Oh yeah, Nan talked about this one, and then Marlene talked about this one." And before you know it, there's the cordials, the salt, sea salt, and caramel,
they do go fast,
and the peanut butter cups. And I said, "You want all that?" She goes, "Oh, well, you ladies talk about that all the time." And I'm like, That was a perfect little grab for her. That was really nice.
Yeah, yeah. We do talk about it, and people have really taken that on. You know, they'll buy different flavors like that, and it's six pieces. It's a great great little gift.
Well, and I have to tell you, I had talked to Robert, and I said, you know, one of the fall favorites, and it's become an all-year-round thing, is this s'mores bark.
Yes.
This was created because everybody wanted it. And I love this.
I love it.
I think this keeps you going. It makes it in the summer when you're out in the backyard and you're, you know, right, around a campfire. And then you love it in the winter because
you do. You pick up a piece of the chocolate. It has the marshmallows on it. It has a graham cracker.
It's done for you.
Graham cracker is there. It is. It's all finished for you. You
can even hand that over. So we'll give you a good show of it. And you want to take a break, bud?
Is that okay? Real quick?
Let's do a quick break. We're going to come back with lots more.
All right. Stay with us. Nan Cohen, Total Talk. Next hour, Brian Carranza, Secure Money Advisors on the Money. All right. Nan Cohen, Total Talk. Final segment for this Saturday as we continue to count down to the holidays with Dorothy's Candies.
So, Dorothy's, ours. Let's give it all.
Okay, this weekend, we are beginning to be open on Sundays until Christmas. So we will have like three Sundays.
Oh, like there's a lot of Sundays left? Come on, it's rolling in.
You say that, but we will have people in the store.
There's not a lot of Sundays to do that. But the other hours are extended now till 6.
6 o'clock, right.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, we went to commercial break. And did you see this caramel oozing out of this?
Oh, come on. And
she's
the pecans.
Like, oh, come on.
Well, they're so delicious.
We don't often talk about this, but I think we should. We made this bag for you, Donna, Jean. But we're eating it. We're eating it, all of your bag, because I left the cranberry in the other car, so
we're
I didn't
promoting.
Have it. I'm eating.
Okay.
I'm just eating.
I took a bite.
So Donna's favorite, and I don't often talk about this, and I don't know why, but it's a paw print. And if you look at it, it's shaped, you know, like a paw. Mm-hmm. And the really great thing about it is I'm going to say the name so that people will understand. But this is pecans, caramel, and drenched in chocolate. And it's huge. Like this piece itself has to weigh something.
And you know what I say? It's premium Swiss chocolate. I mean, there are many types of chocolate. This is premium Swiss chocolate. Mm. It's so delicious.
Mm. I ate one the other day.
And we use no preservatives.
I ate one of these on our social.
Yes, you did.
And the caramel was just oozing out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so this is like nuts for breakfast. It's good.
Sure. You got nuts in there. You got protein in your something.
So a paw print from Dorothy's.
Make a sausage with it.
Here we go.
It turns into
a social platform for you, Mar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's delicious.
This is best known. If you want to know why we call it a paw print, because we can't call it a turtle. And if you know what a turtle
people
is,
people will ask
yeah,
for that.
They ask all the time.
Yeah.
This is the Dorothy's version of that.
That's right.
And it is.
I know my mouth's watering.
This is good.
It is.
And I could tell you this, one bite and you'll know. It's Dorothy's Candies.
That's right. And they're they're nice sized pieces as well. That's
how many times did I have to say that for Rick Seaback?
Oh, right, right.
Mm, he likes, I love
I let you.
That.
I let you shine in that moment. I never say it, you know, but I let you shine in that moment. You love
Donnie,
you
want
that.
Half of one back? Because this is what we do on our skits there. I don't eat the whole thing every now and then. Well, the peppermint bark, I do. Mm. So that peppermint bark.
Crunchy.
And it's funny because the things that I'll eat, she won't eat. I won't eat coconut.
She'll
eat the coconut.
I love coconut.
She won't eat peppermint, but I will eat the peppermint.
Peppermint bark I won't, but I will eat the peppermint in dark chocolate. The peppermint creams, they are fantastic. In dark, we have them in Swiss and dark. I love the dark.
So last show, I did make this confession. I'm telling you, if you love peppermint, your peppermint creams, the cream in the cream.
Yeah.
It's literally. So I did say this, and I don't know why I did, but I do. I have a dark peppermint cream practically every night before I go to bed.
It's, you know, peppermint's supposed to be good for your stomach
right.
as
and,
well.
And how I justified that is they make all these like linen sprays and peppermint and you can spray your
right,
pillows. And
right.
I'm like, why do I want to do that? I want to eat it. So
gives
you
great
dreams. They're actually in my bedroom, you know. Yeah. I have, yeah, they're there.
It's interesting you're saying that because my son's girlfriend, her grandmother, before she passed, she used to keep peppermint creams in her nightstand drawer.
Oh, I don't even, and I she don't
did
hide
it.
Them.
No, she did them because she said she hid them.
Oh.
That's what she yeah. said. She hid them in her nightstand drawer because everybody would eat them.
So it's funny because it's the so things sweet. You need to not know. But my little Cookie, my little
yes,
Shih Tzu.
Yes, your puppy.
Cookie gets two treats before she goes to bed and she waits. She'll get on the bed and she waits for them. And it's almost like Cookie looks at me. It's like, okay, you had your two. Now it's your turn, Mom. And I love that pink box. And I have to tell you. It's sweet dreams when you have
tell
that.
People you don't give her a peppermint
oh,
cream.
Oh, no. You don't she give gets that her, to dogs. Her treats. Yes. She gets two of her little treats.
Right.
And I get that peppermint cream.
That's
but
so
I have to tell you, I thought, why am I going to spray my pillows, my linens with peppermint? I might as well just eat it and have that effervescence because you've never quite tasted anything like this. If you love peppermint, like Marlene would tell you, if you love coconut, if you like the other name for this thing that we call paw prints, turtle.
Right. People ask for turtles.
That's it. But I got to tell you, you're never going to get a turtle this size.
No,
never.
They are big. Yeah,
They are.
They are.
And
big.
So, Donna, thanks for sharing your bag that we made special.
I like to also say they're not uniform.
Oh, yeah.
All fresh.
Yeah. We can't.
Oh, everything
we can't,
is handmade.
We can't hear you because you're not on mic. But she's over there saying, oh, you should tell them that they're all handmade and the
everything
size of them.
Everything is handmade.
You never get two that look alike. She's correct because they're all handmade. And I'm going to tell you.
Donna knows the business.
She does. and I think she was showing some things that are specially made for the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot believe what a following Dorothy's Candies has for their poinsettias.
That's
beautiful. And we say a poinsettia because that's what it is. And I can remember at KQV, now you're really taking me back, the first time that was brought into the studio down there and we talked about, and you're still making the exact same chocolate poinsettia. It's in foil. It's beautiful. If you give this to somebody, if you have this out for the holiday, it is a little piece of art.
Yeah.
They're just beautiful. And I got to tell you, all of these favorites are down there right now. And I'm happy to tell everybody that we have completely sold out of turkey legs three times and they're making them again and again and again.
Yes.
So we know that the turkey legs went exactly where they were supposed to. Thanks to Robert. He just keeps those turkey legs coming and have them at your Christmas, Eve, Christmas Day. Make Dorothy's a part of your holiday because those that can tell you that have been Dorothy's fan favorites for years and they're there. You know, it's such a privilege. And Rob, I know you can appreciate this. When you can taste something that was made the exact way your grandma and your great grandma had made it, and you're tasting it today, it's those memories are just
tradition. Tradition.
You know, it's very nice too, is we have for the children, there's Christmas stockings are out there, and everything is not in a box. And you have to buy, this big stuff. You can come in and get handheld things that go into the kids' stockings, go into, your husband's, whatever, anybody you want. We've got a lot of wonderful chocolates.
Dorothy'sCandies.com, always on. You can always stop down and visit them. Get your orders in.
Yes.
Take care of it. We'll see you. You're going to be back here next week. I get to see you. I'm with you kind of all month.
That's right.
And I'm excited Seven Fishes is back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are the traditions we look for.
Yep.
All right. We're going to do it. We were going to miss you with the Friends show, but hey, you were here today. All right. We love you, Dan.
All right, guys, stay with us. We got lots more to do today, including the news, which is next with Rob and then Brian Caranta. And I will host another edition of Secure Money Advisors on the Money, and that's minutes away on KDKA.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.